You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest in the studio with me is Jim Holter from Screenprint Northwest, and you can find him on the web at spnwinc.com, and also the contact number 360-577-1534, and we'll give that information again. Well, first of all, welcome to the show, Jim.
Nice to be here.
Glad to have you. So let's talk a little bit about your business. Can you start by telling our listeners when your organization started and then what got you started in screen printing?
Well, the business started in 1977. Mm-hmm. At that time, it was under different ownership. What got us into the business was my wife. She had been in the industry since 1977, or 73, excuse me. And after 1980, we decided that it was time for her to maybe start looking for her own business. Mm-hmm. And at that point, we knew about Screenprint Northwest. It was a company that we'd done business with. It was a viable company. And we ended up buying some shares in the business, and then after 1984, we purchased the business outright.
Well, there's a lot of different directions that people can go in, and when you're looking at Screenprint Northwest and when you guys decided to buy it, what was it in particular that stood out about this organization for you?
Well, at that point, it was just a small operation. They had good equipment at that point. They were reliable, and they were easy to work with. The two previous owners were somebody that we felt we could do business with. Mm-hmm. And so that's pretty much why we ended up going with this business.
So tell me a little bit about your passion in screen printing in particular, because if you've been doing this since your wife's in 73 and yourself since 77, what's kind of the driving passion that's kept you in this business?
You know, I really like to make customers happy. Mm-hmm. That's my main goal. I enjoy seeing the expressions on their faces when they have a product that they enjoy and that they see. For me, that's probably the one thing that keeps me motivated at doing it. I enjoy working with some of the people that we do. We work with a lot of the fire departments and police departments and things like that, and that's real gratifying. Mm-hmm. To know that you're actually doing something that's appreciated.
One of the things I wanted to ask you, because with a business that's been around as long as yours has, you've been through some very interesting economic times as well, with the economy going up and down and all that sort of thing. What do you think has attributed towards not only survival, but the success of your business?
Being flexible. Like I say, being able to adjust with the times, being able to recognize that things are changing, to be able to put things in place that will keep your business going. Not necessarily go out and buy all the best new technology available to get you going, but to make those commitments to things that will keep your business going.
Sometimes those extra frills and bells and whistles cost you.
Over the years, I've seen a lot of businesses go out and they look real classy as they're going out of business.
looking good in failure.
Looking good, yes.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the internet competition, because many markets have been hit with this. Many different types of businesses have been hit with this. And particularly in your area with screen printing, with people being able to order and buy things online, how have you weathered the competition of the internet? And what values do you think that you guys bring to the table that a internet provider of your service can't?
Well, I think service is the one big issue. The customers today really want to see, touch, and feel. And they want to have a live person to talk to in case there's a problem for with their product. They don't get those same services from the online companies. A lot of the product, sometimes if it comes in wrong, they'll bring it to us and want us to correct the situation. But now that it's already printed, there's not a whole lot you can do with it. And you make the suggestion to return it to them and to return it to the person that produced it. And of course, there's nobody to return it to or to talk to. And if there are, it's very hard to communicate with them and get those issues resolved. And most people, when they order stuff, there's a reason they order it. They need it now. There's an event or something like that. So it's always after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So at that point, it becomes an issue where the internet business didn't do them very well. The other thing is people have a perception that they're getting a better price.
Mm-hmm.
In most cases that we follow through with, we seem to always be right in the same price range or always end up being a little bit cheaper. What people don't understand is in those internet prices, all the setup charges and things like that are built into the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Plus you have the shipping and freight, not being able to talk to somebody is another big issue. So all said and done, working with a local vendor, you end up actually saving some money. And plus, it helps the community, and that's the one big issue. We get a lot of the schools and businesses that come in that want to have sponsorships for different things, for their
mm-hmm.
events, for their kids. You know, it's really hard to sponsor schools and businesses and youth groups and things like that if they're not returning the business.
Mm-hmm.
If they're buying it online, they're taking their business out of the area, which doesn't help me, help them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
in every type of business, Jim, there's always given sectors or whatever that people are going after. So in the screen printing business, how do you keep your organization, your markets diverse, rather, instead of going after all the common places where you would find a lot of competition in your market?
Well, being in business for as long as we have an advantage that a lot of people know us over the years that we've worked with. We try to stick more with the corporate-type businesses, the school districts, things that you're not dealing with a lot of parental involvement.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with a lot of parental involvement in the youth leagues and things like that is you have so many people trying to make decisions that you can't satisfy everybody. You
mm-hmm.
need one contact, work with that one person, otherwise things get messed up.
Decisions by committee don't really work that well.
No,
today.
And it doesn't help us at all. It just increases the cost of what we do.
I'm going to rewind the clock on you a little bit. If you could go back to the 70s when you started your business, what advice would you give yourself as a businessman today?
Probably to stay more current on the technology, stay up with the technology that's coming out. We currently are maybe a little behind the curve as far as technology goes, but it's not a bad thing because a lot of the technology is good, but it's not quite to the level of what the customers expect yet.
Right.
For longevity and wearability of the product.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that you talked about a little bit, and we're just about out of time here, is that some people in the markets that you're in don't promote necessarily when times are good, but when times are tough, that's when they come in. That's what you're seeing?
That's normally what we see. Most of the businesses, when things are starting to get a little bad, they will tend to advertise a little more. When things are good, they don't advertise.
I wanted to touch on that briefly because for all the business people out there in the listening audience, thinking about your market all the time is actually a very good thing for helping write a little bit of that feast and famine type of. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. My guest is Jim Holt. You can find him on the web at spnwinc.com. And the contact number is 260-577-1534. Again, Kevin Hunter here with Jim Holt. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Business people are dreamers of the very best kind. But most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our five young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old. And when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were, and that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and am very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it, and they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work.
Go art!
My name is Maria, and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jump and racing. P.S. I am 13. My name is Connor, and I'm double drinking and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers. Airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show. Dreamers want it. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.